You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning at 11:02. It's 42 degrees in Flemington and it's overcast. There is a 60% chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., patchy fog before 2 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 59. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., then showers are likely with a low of 41. And Friday, to end the work week, there's a 30% chance of showers before 8 a.m., then mostly cloudy with a high of 50. But then look out on Saturday, temperatures fall to 38 degrees, and there is a chance of rain and snow showers throughout the day, but it will clear out for Sunday with a high near 58 and sunny.
Man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whipping man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array. Of services, programs, and community support. I've never gotten through this ever without a mistake, Jennifer. Programs and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County on today's show. Or topics for today's show. A recap of a very successful Maker's Day at HCL. An update on the Friends of HCL upcoming book sale. HCL art show and sale information. Comic Fest. Win a gift basket at HCL. Enter to win starting April 1st. Jennifer dreams of a better tomorrow where a chicken can cross the road and not be questioned about its motives. Upcoming concerts and speakers, current exhibits, and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Are the Harlem Globetrotters about to play basketball or something?
They aren't, but tonight starts the Sweet 16 portion of the NCAA, and it was the only basketball.
I can never get your link from the song, even if it's obvious like that.
Well, it's not obvious, obviously. In my mixed up little mind, it sure is.
Okay, so the Sweet 16, are you following it at all, Jennifer? The NCAA basketball, that's what you're talking about.
I am.
You did a little homework. She's written something down.
I did. Well, this will be, you want to do it now
or
later.
Your Gonzaga team is still in it, from what I understand.
And Xavier.
Xavier's still in it?
They are.
Oh, I don't think I realized that myself. Okay.
But
why is Xavier close to your heart?
I just pick all the Catholic colleges and go with that.
Okay. I've been to Xavier. I actually
have you?
Went to a high school graduation at Xavier.
My father went to Xavier High School in Brooklyn.
I know, but that's not the same.
No, I know it's not the same one, but maybe that's why it's close to my heart. But I have a little trivia for you later.
Sure. Okay, so we're going to talk about NCAA basketball later.
Unless you want to talk about it now. You know, I figure you talk about the stuff that's happened.
Well, I have. Okay, then I'm going to open the show with what I originally planned, then, Jennifer, since you're waffling.
Well, no, I figure we'll save this for when we have a slow time, when we run out of stuff to talk about.
We never run out of talk. We can never stop talking about the Hunterdon County Library. Haven't we proven that?
We have, Jim Thatch.
We have not. Okay, Jennifer. So you don't know me as someone to exaggerate things, do you? Do I exaggerate?
No, you absolutely do not.
Okay, Jennifer, I witnessed a miracle last night.
Okay.
An absolute miracle.
Okay.
And it happened at the Hunterdon County Library.
Okay.
So here's the story. Let me see.
Are we going to have to beatify you?
Let me see if I can. I don't even know what that means. That means you're making me one of the Beatles, yes.
Yeah, it's the first step to becoming a saint.
No, I didn't do anything that was... It wasn't anything I did, Jennifer. I was just a witness.
All right, what happened?
So we had Beth Coleman, the Beth Coleman Band, perform at the library last night.
And I had been hearing some scary rumors about the Beth.
There were a lot of rumors flying around that Beth was ill. So I tried to reach her, and I couldn't, right? So yes. I said, well, Beth has played at the library many times. So I expected nothing to her to show up, even though people were saying she's disappeared, et cetera, et cetera. So
right. Beth, I would, however, be wringing my hands.
You'd have panicked and canceled the show and whatever, right. Jennifer, and you would have missed a miracle.
Okay, what's the miracle?
So Beth does show up.
Okay.
And she actually did have a stroke in January.
Oh, my goodness.
And
she's pretty young.
She's young. And it looks like it took her toll on her.
Oh, my gosh.
So she came. Her band came. She had the stroke in January. She went down to Virginia, and her family took care of her. And she came back up. She hasn't been in New Jersey since this, until she came up for this show. Hadn't practiced with the band.
Oh, my goodness.
Hadn't sang. Hadn't done anything. Came because she really wanted to do this show because she loves our audience. She loves the library audience. So she came, and... I have to admit, at the beginning, she was singing, you know, what kind of voice she yodels. She, an amazing voice this woman has. She was struggling in the beginning. She was singing low, and every time she tried to hit a high note, she couldn't. And she broke down in front of the audience and told everybody what happened to her. And the audience just picked her up. I mean, just, and I swear to God, by the end of the show, she was singing like she can normally sing. I don't know how she did it.
Oh, my goodness.
She does that song at the end of the show, Mule Skinner's Blues or something like that, with extended yodeling. What she couldn't do at the beginning of the show, she was doing at the end of the show.
Wow.
It was something. The audience was like in tears, gave her this long-standing ovation. It was quite the sight to see. And this happened at the Hunterdon County Library last night, Jennifer. So I witnessed a miracle, I believe.
The Virgin Mary didn't like appear behind anything, did she?
No, Jennifer. There's other kind of miracles than the Virgin Mary appearing in a potato or something.
I'm just being sad.
Have you ever witnessed a miracle? That you believe was a miracle?
I do. But it was, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it. This is the library show.
No, it's a little bit personal.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Thank you.
You can't like say a friend and then kind of do it that
way. Well, not right now, I can't. No.
Okay, but a personal miracle.
It was when I was going through a hard time. Somebody was...
Medical issue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody was, you know, thinking good thoughts for me to a particular person, and I kept feeling like that particular person was helping me through it, and neither of us knew the thing, like that the other one was doing this, was thinking of this particular person.
Okay.
And we both were, so...
All right. It's a little vague, Jennifer, but I believe you. I believe this miracle did occur.
I do believe.
So that was the Beth Coleman Band last night. Let's talk about some upcoming programs. Maybe some more miracles will happen at some of our programs. Jennifer, you never know. only one way to find out, by showing up. Tonight we have a program. I mean, it's a long shot that a miracle will happen tonight at Estate Planning for the Modern Family, but you never know.
You never know.
This is with John Manfreda Esquire, who's a senior partner in the Clinton Law Firm, Gebhardt & Kiefer, PC. What does PC stand for? I don't know. The program will cover traditional estate planning topics such as wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and living wills. We've had John Manfreda many times talking about retirement, investment, etc. And this is just another one of those programs, Jennifer. Once again, Estate Planning for the Modern Family tonight, Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, which is in Clinton, New Jersey. And if you are listening and want more information on these programs, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and follow along at home. All the events are there. They're all free and open to the public. You can sign up on the webpage to register to get a seat to make sure that you don't get shut out, but I believe tonight there'll be plenty of room.
And tonight at the Headquarters Library at 5:45, we are showing Boyhood, the movie that took 12 years.
Is that Boyhood?
Yes.
Great.
12 years.
Good movie. I'm sure it's going
to
be a full house.
I'm sure it is.
Saturday, March 28th, North County Branch is starting to show movies. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did, Jim.
And they're showing Birdman this Saturday, March 28th at 2 p.m. in their meeting room. All these movies are free and open to the public. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. Wednesday, April 1st. Jennifer, see, when you pause there, I just jump right in.
I know you did. I'm sorry. I lost track.
Because supposed to be talking, not reading.
Sorry.
Let's talk green, Jen. For the Hunterdon County Chamber chapter of the Sierra Club celebrates Earth Day this Wednesday, April 1st at 7 p.m. Please be ready to share a green tip, such as, do you have solar panels? How is that a tip?
It's not a tip. That's a question.
That's kind of invasive, invading my privacy. Oh, how does it work for you? Do you have a green weed killer that really works? Do you?
Salt.
Salt? Is that green? Doesn't salt harm the earth?
Salt's your salt of the earth. Why would it harm the earth? It comes from the earth. You pour it between the cracks on your sidewalk.
And that kills weeds?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell me this last year?
Because I didn't know you had a weed.
My God, I lost hours and hours pulling weeds.
You still have to pull the brown weeds if they've, you know, gotten too high. But
just salt, like mixed in water or something, mm-hmm. or just salt?
Just salt.
Between the cracks of your sidewalk, mm-hmm. and weeds won't grow.
Mm-hmm.
You promise?
I promise.
I'm going to test that out, Jennifer.
Okay.
Is salt expensive?
Get like kosher, like rock salt. Kosher, you know, the
That won't go between the cracks.
My cracks, I guess, are pretty big.
Okay, this we're talking about, of course, Let's Talk Green. The Sierra Club will be celebrating Earth Day at the North County Branch Library on Wednesday, April 1st at 7 p.m. If you're interested, please attend.
And the next Thursday, April 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, they will be showing Whiplash, the movie, which will be repeated on Saturday, April 4th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And all the libraries are, of course, closed next Friday, April 3rd, in observance of Good Friday, but that's a religious holiday, so I don't know why we're closed.
The library closed next Friday. I didn't even realize that.
Oops. Jim Thatch will be at work.
Better make some signs.
Jim Thatch will be at work.
Okay, it's time for our first break, Jennifer. Why don't we go to a commercial? We'll come back. We'll talk about some Comic Fest and some NCAA tournament.
Okay, right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book.
much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know what and what is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. History. Yeah, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Incorrect, Jennifer. Vietnam War.
I know. We have to start again. Thank you.
What happened?
I forgot to put the microphones up.
From when? Welcome to the library show. For how long?
Since the break.
Okay, we have a change of producers here at the Hunter and Kenny Library Show.
I was doing so well, too.
Do you have to play the music again? Did the music come on?
No. Yeah, the music was there.
I apologize to all our listeners. Thank
I
you
apologize. I'm going to forget
for the call, Jeremiah.
Thanks.
Okay, quickly, Jennifer. It's today in history. I mean, this is. I've already asked you.
I'll
all
get the
questions.
Ones wrong. I got wrong before.
I'm just going to read it to her. This is what happened today in history to all our listeners out there. Jennifer, please, has already answered. The Boston Gazette coined the term gerrymander.
And I did not get that one
Jennifer
correct.
Incorrectly did not know, or correctly, never mind. You've got me all thrown over here now. Are the microphones up now, Jennifer?
Yes, they are.
See, now, we had this big radio show meeting last week, and we felt pretty good that we had avoided all these errors.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, on this date in history, 1945, Iwo Jima was officially taken by American troops. In 1979, Anwar Sadat, Menachem Begin, and Jimmy Carter signed the Israel-Egypt Peace Treaty. In 1997, the Heaven's Gate mass suicide. happens, and that was when all these people thought if they committed suicide, they were believed they would be taken onto an alien spacecraft that followed the comet Hale-Bopp. And a jury in Michigan found Dr. Jack Kevorkian guilty of lethal injection of a terminally ill man. Today, March 26, 1999, these people born or died on this date. Robert Frost, Jennifer got correct, was born on March 26, 1874. He was a poet, wrote Something by the Woods on a Snowy Evening. Tennessee Williams was born in 1911 on this date. He wrote The Glass Menagerie. Jennifer got that correct. Born today in 1914. General William Westmoreland. Jennifer knew he was a general, but did not know what war.
Okay.
He was a Vietnam War. Okay, we're caught up to date. Jennifer, 1923, Bob Elliott is born.
Bob Elliott.
That's what I said, Jennifer.
Bob Elliott. Let me turn the microphones down again. I don't know Bob
Elliott. Bob Elliott was an American comedian, an actor, part of the comedy team Bob and Ray. Has a famous son, Chris Elliott. Do you know who that is?
Mm.
He's in a lot of movies. And
I was going to say he's David an actor, Letterman. But yeah.
Okay, born today in 1930, Sandra Day O'Connor.
She was the first female Supreme Court Justice.
Correct. 1931, just recently died, Jennifer. Leonard Nimoy was born today.
He was the actor who played Mr. Spock on Star Trek.
Born today in 1940, James Caan.
He is an actor. And I will not be able to come up. Was he right? No, that was, no. I'm not going to be able to come up with what he has done.
Probably best known as Sonny Corleone in The Godfather.
Oh, of course.
1940, born today, Nancy Pelosi.
She's still the current speaker? She was the current speaker of the House.
She is the speaker of the House. That
she
is correct,
is.
Jennifer. 1943, born today, Bob Woodward.
He was one of the two journalists who first broke the Watergate tape scandal.
1944, born today, Diana Ross.
And the Supremes, she is a singer. Mahogany.
I'll give it to you. You can't think of a Supreme song?
I thought of a Diana Ross song. It's not about the
Supreme. It was a movie, I thought, wasn't it?
No, she sang the theme to Mahogany.
Okay, 1948, it was also a movie. 1948, born today, Steven Tyler.
Sticks. No. No.
He is the front of a band. That is correct.
No.
We're looking for Aerosmith.
Nope.
Vicki Lawrence was born today in 1949.
She's an actress, Mama from Mama's Family. No.
Correct.
Yes.
Carol Burnett Show.
Yes.
That is correct. She also was a recording star, Jennifer. The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Did you ever hear that song?
I have.
Sung by Vicki Lawrence. Martin Short was born today in 1950.
He is a comedian. Saturday Night Live, maybe? I don't know. He's
That's
an actor
correct.
Comedian.
Oh. He's also a movie star. Oh, you got that one correct. You got that one correct. Okay, 1960 born today, Jennifer Grey.
She is an actress. She was in Dirty Dancing.
Very good. And finally died today in 2011, Jennifer Geraldine Ferraro.
She was Walter Mondale's running mate in 1980.
I was going to ask you if you knew who her running mate. First female
running
mate,
vice president. And it was Walter Mondale. And she was at the Italian American Festival in 1982 when Ronald Reagan came to the Italian American Festival. And I have a Nancy Pelosi kind of funny little anecdote. Doesn't everyone?
Go ahead. You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine.
This is a good when we were talking about gerrymandering and how the different lines of the districts are changed. The congressional districts, U.S. congressional districts, have recently changed in New Jersey. And part of Monmouth County is now with Mercer County and other parts. And their newly elected congresswoman is Bonnie Watson Coleman, the first African-American congresswoman ever elected from New Jersey. And she's very good friends
you
with
said
our...
said this was a funny anecdote?
It's funny. I think it's funny. She's very good friends with our family, and she told my father that she'd that was going to be her first vote. She had a vote for the speaker. And all weekend she kept saying, Nancy Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, like trying to remember because she was going to have to say Nancy Pelosi on the Congress's floor. And she did. She's done very well. You don't think it was funny? Okay.
It's a stretch to say no.
It was charming.
That was a nice anecdote. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Wish the mics were turned down for that one. But no.
Jeremiah actually already knows the story.
You're just killing him today, aren't you? Okay, it's time for our mid-show break. Let's go to some commercials.
We have no commercials mid-show.
We don't. Do we have any news?
Only if you want.
Okay, well, let me give you a quick...
What time do you have over
look
there?
Look at the weather, and I will...
I'm just curious.
11:29?
I only have 11:26.
Oh, okay. Let me get another quick look at the Flemington weather, and we'll move on. We'll catch up with the library show. As Jennifer said earlier, today it's going to be 50 degrees, but we're expecting heavy rain starting at some point.
1 p.m.
1 p.m.? Is that what you said?
That's what it said.
Tomorrow, 50 degrees with some a.m. showers. Cools off on Saturday, 39 degrees and mostly cloudy. Then we start warming up again on Sunday, 48 degrees and sunny. Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy and temperatures in the low 50s. That's a little more like it. Welcome back to the Library Show. So 11-something. Jim Gunnell will be here at 12 noon.
Depending
with
on
his show, Taking Care of Business.
Before we go on to the NCAA questions I have for you, tell me about what you heard about Maker's Day.
Maker's Day, I heard, was highly successful. I heard over 600 people came to the North County Branch Library.
Yes.
This is New Jersey Maker's Day, which was at the North County Branch and South County Branch last weekend. It also was down in MediaTek in Flemington.
Yes. And there were over 50 people at the South County Branch Library.
Good.
Yes.
So tell me, what were your impressions?
I heard it went very well. There may have been too much to do. That was one comment I heard from somebody who had been at the...
Somebody who wanted to do
at
everything?
The North County, correct. Yeah.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I think so. And some of the parents, I guess, felt that there were so many different things over the course of the day that if the kids wanted to do something that was scheduled at noon and then at 3, they were like, you know, now we got to come back. So if you were going to do it, you needed to make it your day.
So, but all in all, a success that
yes.
we'll hopefully do
mm-hmm.
again.
I think so.
Which leads us into, let's talk about Comic Fest. I was talking to Jeremiah last night.
Oh, good.
Who's kind of filling me in a little bit about the plans, and it sounds
now
like
call
it's going to be
Jeremiah.
An awesome day.
It does. Caroline from the Book Garden in Frenchtown is very excited. She stopped by the library yesterday, and we sort of reconnoitered, you know, got back together, and we're going to send each other lists of what needs to be done now. And she's bringing in some really exciting people.
And if you're interested in following the plans for Comic Fest, they made a Facebook page.
They made two Facebook pages, as a matter of fact. It's Hunterdon Comic Fest, and then there's an event page, Hunterdon Comic Fest.
On the Hunterdon Comic Fest page.
Correct.
So like the Hunterdon Comic Fest page, and then you'll be able to follow the progress
right.
of Comic Fest, which is when, Jennifer?
It is Saturday, May 16th.
Do we know times yet?
10 to 4.
There's going to be a panel discussion with whom?
There will be a panel discussion. I do not have their names right here because they're not confirmed.
Any names, just occupations.
There's going to be a digital, they're going to talk about digital animation. There's a newspaper that I think we're going to start giving away here. It's a comic strip newspaper. It's just a broadsheet. And each comic strip is sponsored by a Bucks County business. And the artist who draws the pig is going to be there. There's a young woman. She is going...
Freddy the pig?
Not Freddy the pig.
Oh.
No. There's a young woman who's going to teach kids
just,
how to do their own...
Just on a side note, let me interrupt you. Should we be putting our Freddy the pig drawings out?
I don't think so. I mean, it would be... I don't know. What do you think, Jeremiah?
We'll talk about that later.
Because we do own the original Freddy the artwork. I guess if some of the showcases are empty...
We could see. I think they're going to be filled, though. I think Holcomb Jimison. If you want to stop by the Hunter County Library right now.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
That'll be Jeremiah Harris, who knows everything about Comic Fest. We're going to put him on the line, and he will fill everyone in on what exactly will be going on Comic Fest.
Hello.
You there?
I'm here.
Okie dokie.
You guys can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Jim, you got to put your headphones on to hear Jeremiah.
I didn't hear your question that you guys originally asked, but...
What did we originally ask?
Jennifer had a question about something. And she said, we have Freddy the Pig original cartoons in our collection. The artist was, what was his name, Jennifer?
Kurt Vesey.
He was an old-time... I don't know if we wanted to put those on display or something like that. With a little story behind that. Does that fit the Does that fit the day or no?
It would certainly fit the day, absolutely. And I think we would obviously need to, you know, discuss display space at some point.
Right. Yeah, we discussed it briefly last night, but we can figure out. We can make a lot of display space in the library if we wanted to.
We're definitely going to have the display case across from the circulation desk and the black cubes for books.
Okay.
But Freddy the Pig needs to be behind glass.
Okay, perfect. So I missed what Jennifer had already discussed, but I can just quickly review that we are putting on the 100 in Comic Fest, partnering with the Book Garden of Frenchtown and Friends of the Library. It will be taking place on May 16th from 10 to 4. We're going to have lots of games and board games and video games. Scavenger hunt going. We're going to have a drawing area, some face painting, make your own craft. We do have some panelists coming that are going to be putting on a digital panel for us, a digital discussion panel. We're going to have also some local artists coming by to make your own comic book, and still working on the other artists as to what it is he's going to do at our program. So we have a lot of that going. We're also trying a new idea that not sure how it's going to work out, but we're still planning it and going forward with it and just seeing if it works. We've been collecting boxes to basically paint, and we're going to have our own Minecraft area where you're going to take all the boxes that we've painted and build your own Minecraft. So hopefully that'll work out for us when we're planning that out, and we're just going to kind of wait and see. We've never done it before, so it's going to be interesting to see how it works out.
Well, obviously, Jeremiah, you have to explain to Jennifer and myself, how do you play Minecraft?
Okay. Well, Minecraft is basically you have...
I've heard of it. I just can't...
We actually have a lot of literature at the library for Minecraft, too, just to, you know, shameless plug. Minecraft, you have your own world where you can, you know, build up either cities, buildings, or monsters, or whatever your imagination leads you to build up. And you basically do that by creating blocks, having blocks and using those things to build up and create your world or your monster or whatever. It is a video game, and it's extremely popular, so it's definitely something that we're looking to do, and hopefully it'll work out well.
Can we actually have a Minecraft game going? What's it on, like a is it a game console that plays this, or is this on your iPad, or is this a...
I believe it comes in a lot of different formats.
Okay.
I know, yeah, so you could probably find it in
maybe we have to look into that
area. So I mean, if you're interested in the game, I don't want to plug the game, but anyway, if you're interested in the game, you can definitely take a look at it. It is extremely popular, so definitely worth doing, and us exploring at least to see if it works.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so that's all we've got for now. Still very excited about it.
Okay, we'll start really pushing the promotion shortly here.
Okay, yes, great. And then eventually we're going to work out on a flyer to
actually
distribute out to all the other branches and some of our other local stores that are interested in, you know, promoting this event.
Great.
Yeah. So that's all I've got for now.
Okay, okay. We're looking forward to it, and we'll keep filling in our listeners the more information we get.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So that's Comic Fest May 16th, Jennifer?
May 16th.
At the Hunterdon County Library.
Yes.
So stay tuned for more details. You can always check our webpage. We'll have it as information comes in. We'll put that on our webpage and the Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Mentioned Hunterdon Comic Fest, Jennifer, is the
mm-hmm.
Facebook page?
Correct.
Like that if you're interested in this, and that will, you can keep tabs on it through there. Okay, Jennifer, the NCAA tournament.
Okay, we are down to the Sweet 16, which will start playing tonight. And these are actually, this is done in the, if you want to follow the team's Twitters. So these are the team's mascots and then their Twitter. But I don't think, so I thought I could tell you the mascot and you could tell me what team it is.
Okay.
You sound doubtful.
No, I'm sure this should be pretty easy, but go ahead.
All right, the Blue Devil.
The Duke University, Jennifer.
Okay.
One number one seed.
The Wildcats.
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
The overall number one seed in the tournament.
The Badgers.
Wisconsin.
And his name is Bucky.
And they play the University of North Carolina tonight.
And we have more Wildcats.
Villanova's out.
Someplace where I wouldn't necessarily expect to see Wildcats.
Give me the first letter.
A.
Oh, Arizona.
And that's Wilbur T. Wildcat. The Spike the Bulldog.
Spike the Bulldog? Is that Xavier?
That's Gonzaga.
Oh.
This one should be no trouble. The Fighting Irish Leprechaun.
Notre Dame.
The Boomer the Pony. The Sooners.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Louis the Cardinal.
Louisville.
Ramsey the Ram.
And that's North Carolina.
Tar Heels. Swoop the Red-Tailed Hawk.
I don't know.
Utes is the
Utah.
Official. The Mountaineer.
West Virginia.
And D'Artagnan from the Musketeers.
Xavier?
Xavier. There's one team left.
So tell me who you like. You like Gonzaga to still win it all, Jennifer?
I do.
They got to cross Duke's path if they win tonight. Possibly. Duke could lose tonight or tomorrow night.
In the beginning, when people were starting to pick the brackets, I kept hearing sportscasters say, oh, you always need to... you always have to expect an upset, like a later seed would upset an earlier one. And I'm seeing 1-6 here, so I'm saying
I think the highest seed left, which you neglected to mention, is the UCLA Bruins.
Oops, there's a page two.
Okay.
Sparty, the Spartan.
Michigan State.
Wooshock.
These are your higher seeds, I'm assuming, Jennifer.
They are.
Wooshock. The Shockers of Wichita State.
Mr. Wolf, a wolf pack.
The North Carolina State.
And then the aforementioned Joe Bruin from the Bruins.
So those are your four long shots left, Jennifer.
Correct.
I believe 11 seed, a 9 seed?
8. North Carolina is
North Carolina State's an 8. Okay, so.
So, but still, the highest is 11. That's, I guess that was pretty high.
The highest you can be is 16, so.
Yeah, so that is pretty high. All right, then.
Okay, so Gonzaga. Jennifer is picking Gonzaga to win the national championship. My friend Rich Whitelaw is hoping you're right.
Oh, is he?
Because he'll win a lot of money.
I will not.
That the Library Show promotes gambling.
We do not.
But good luck to all the teams. There should be some great games tonight starting at, I believe, at like 7 o'clock. So maybe we should have put that on the TV on. Oh, we don't have cable yet at the library.
No, we don't have cable yet.
Someday at the library, we're going to have a big screen TV, and then any news event that comes on...
We have
put
a big
it on
screen
in the
TV,
library.
But we need cable.
Yes.
With cable, we
so
don't
we need
have.
To get cable. And if any cable local cable companies are listening, quote us a price. Do they got to run cable? Can we get a dish?
I don't. We have to talk about it.
Why don't get a dish?
Okay. Call IT.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Anyone from DirecTV, call Jennifer Winberry 788-1431. And we will definitely... partake of your services. I'll take it out of my budget.
There you go. I have no idea. What
overall
the...
for the year, it's not going to be much at all.
No, I know.
I mean, we get HBO.
I will tell you, speaking of new things, I just was talking to a recorded books rep recently. And tell me how you like this idea. There's a service called IndieFlix. And it's independent films, film festivals, kind of the B, not the blockbustery kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And for... a small fee, we could have it available for all our patrons. They can stream it on their iPads, their iPhones, where you know their
up
personal
through the
device.
Library webpage.
Mm-hmm. At home, it's part. It's kind of like Zinnia, where you know you go through us and your
give
library.
Give me
example
card. Some titles. I mean, it's not all going to be The Yearling or something.
No. And they have old TV movies. I mean, old TV series and everything. Like they have Bonanza and.
I think this sounds great.
But wait, it's even better. We have performance rights for everything. So we could show all these movies at the library as part of this
and
one
why
package.
Haven't we done it already, Jennifer?
I don't know.
Well, let's look into it. I'm on board.
I think. Doesn't it sound great?
Yeah.
We could show, you know, all these. You were showing the Academy Award-winning movies, but we could show all these others also.
Spectacular.
I think so.
That's another way the library is trying to keep up with technology.
Yes.
We're not just books. Books is becoming a smaller and smaller portion of our draw.
In spite of the fight. It's a good fight.
Okay, we have a few more things to take care of. Do we have a commercial break? We do, Jennifer,
don't
we?
Not for four more minutes.
How is a computer clock wrong?
I have no idea.
I don't understand that.
I don't either. What else would you like to talk about for 4 minutes?
Okay, let's talk about the book sale before the break, and then after the break, I want to talk about the 100 and art show and sale.
Oh, you also need to talk about the basket.
Okay. April, which is next Wednesday, correct?
Correct.
It's National Library Month. There's a National Library Week in the middle, but at the 100 and County Library, we celebrate National Library Month. And how does this affect you? Well, we'll be giving away a basket of goodies provided by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library at the North County Branch, the South County Branch, the Headquarters Library, and the Bookmobile, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What do we have in the basket?
We have a Frisbee, a Friends of the Hunterdon County Library hat. We have some pens with styluses. There is a Bananagrams game. There is some tea with the literary theme. And there will be a box of chocolate. They are not in the basket yet. We're going to wait until we actually
from
award them.
From the Fudge Shop, a local institution in Flemington, New Jersey.
Did I forget anything?
Maybe that'll get us a couple dollars off. Now, there's probably a couple. There may be some pocket calendars in there.
Oh, pocket calendars. Can't forget
my
the pocket
hand
calendars.
Last week about that. So it's just anytime you use your library card, you'll be given an entry form that you fill out and enter to win this basket.
Correct.
Thank you for being our patrons.
Check in, check out once a day.
Another thing we're going to thank you is when we get this movie thing on our webpage.
You like it?
Yes.
I do too.
Okay, let's go to the commercials and we'll finish up with the book sale and the art show and sale after these messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Politash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome.
Go ahead, Jennifer. Welcome back to the Library Show, the only radio show, Jennifer, that offered an extended moment of silence for the 39 victims of the Heaven's Gate suicide. Thank you for that, Jennifer. That was very thoughtful of you. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
This is why we cannot have cameras in here, Jim.
It's coming, Jennifer, beginning of May. But before the book sale, we need books. And how do we get books, Jennifer?
You bring them to the South County Park Fairgrounds on the weekend of April 25th and 26th.
We have two book drives. Jennifer is correct. On Saturday, April 25th and Sunday, April 26th. Just load your car up with as many books as you can fit in there. Don't worry about unloading them because we'll do that for you. The donation areas, like Jennifer said, is the South County Park, the fairgrounds. Once again, Saturday, April 25th, Sunday, April 26th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then if you have small amounts of books that you want to donate, you can just drop them off at any of the three libraries, headquarters, North County branch, or the South County branch, between April 16th and April 24th. Just drop them in bags in the lobby, just right inside the door, and we'll take care of it from there. And we appreciate you donating your used books. And if you're listening and you want to know what kind of books, they accept hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, DVDs and video games, books on CD, no tapes, please, and CDs and sheet music. And then the sale itself will be on Saturday, May 2nd, 2015, Sunday, May 3rd, and the special Monday, May 4th bag sale, which Jennifer will tell you about.
That's new to the book sale this year. You come in, and I guess you bring your own bag, and you fill it up for $5. I'm not sure, though, because I was at a book sale this weekend, and you had to actually buy the bag for $1 and then fill it up. So it was a bag for $6.
So Saturday, I mean, we have great prices all 3 days. Saturday, of course, you get first choice of the books. But Sunday, it's half price day, so it's another.
And if you're a member of the Hunterdon County Library, friends of the Hunterdon County Library from 8 to 10, you get 2 hours all by yourself.
If you want more information on that, their email is fohclfriends@gmail.com. And then we haven't mentioned gleaning, Jennifer. Gleaning is available to educators and nonprofits. To be added to our gleaning list, gleaning meaning after the sale is over, Jennifer, all the books that have not been sold can be gleaned. What does that mean?
You can come and take them for free for your nonprofit group, for a school or a classroom, usually nursing homes.
Sure. I mean, a lot of good uses for that. So if you're interested in that, we'd be happy to help out. Once again, it's the same email that you can contact for more information, fohclfriends@gmail.com, if you want information about gleaning.
And you will need...
Or book drives or the sale
you'll
itself.
Need an invitation to don't just show up for gleaning. Email them first.
Yes, they need to put you down on a list so they can expect you.
Correct.
But that's it. Like Jennifer said, it's free.
And you never know what kind of treasures you're going to find.
The Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Jennifer. I have a dated flyer here. I've changed the logo since then.
But you're saving paper and ink.
It's Saturday, June 13th. It sounds like a long way off, but we're accepting artists right now. We're only accepting the first 75 artists that enter. We have to actually tell Richard Gerstner about this again. Entries must be received by Friday, June 6th. Registration forms are provided on our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage. Or at any of our county libraries, you can just stop by and pick one up. It's open to all residents of Hunterdon County, though I believe we're accepting Bucks County as well, Jennifer. You can be a student, an adult, amateur, or an adult professional. There's a nominal entry fee. Various categories, all categories. Anything you do will fit in one of our four categories, Jennifer, so don't worry about that. There'll be awards, ribbons, award for best in show. There'll be cash prizes for each category. And you can sell your work. You'll get a section of snow fence on which to show your work, as much work as you can fit in a 4-foot by 8-foot section, I believe you will get. So depending on the size of your work, you can fit quite a lot. We've had many people sell work. Richard Gerstner, I know, sold a bunch last year. So that's another added two. And then you pick a couple pieces to be judged by our three judges. Right now we only have one, but we'll get two more. So this is the Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We've revived this. It had been going on in the past. We revived it about 4 years ago, and it's getting more and more popular every year. On the day, we'll have music by Acoustic Road, a popular local band. You may have heard them at Old York Winery. In the summers, we'll have concessions. The Hunterdon Cultural Heritage Fair will be that day as well. What else? I'm missing something else, Jennifer. The Hunterdon County Watercolor Society will put on demonstrations. So it's going to be a good day. We have a rain day just in case it rains. It'll be the next week, June 20th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., so the Hunterdon County Library Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Just check out our webpage for all the details.
And we've added something new to our webpage. Have you noticed it?
I better have.
It's a link to the book page newsletter. Come and discover your next great book. And it is a link to bookpage.com, which you can subscribe to book page and get email newsletters. It's got all kinds of reviews and interviews. Wait, on it.
How come this wasn't floated by me before this went on?
It was. You were copied on all the emails. I can't help it. You didn't pay attention.
Are you sure?
Yep. And you can also click on the print edition and read the online.
Wait, let's start over, Jennifer. How do we get to it?
It's right now. It's right on our homepage.
Okay.
And then it's also under Reader Services.
And what does it do for you?
It takes you to bookpage.com. Which is a...
Why would I want to go to bookpage.com?
I'm telling you.
My life is short, Jennifer. Why would I want to do this?
You would want to go there because it's going to tell you about the latest, greatest books that are coming out, something you might have missed. There's some interviews on here, all kinds of things.
Very nice. Is this a service we've paid for to provide?
No, it's a free website.
This is something you unearthed?
I'm aware of the magazine, the paper magazine, which is a little bit expensive for a library our size. So,
very good. So this is,
and it's, but you can actually read it online. You can click to print edition. You can either download it or you can. It's not loading right now. You can either download it or read it. You know, like turn the pages, and not miss anything. But it's got some really neat features. There it goes.
So you haven't seen our webpage. I urge you to explore it at your leisure when you can. hclibrary.us, there's a lot going on there. I promise you, you'll find something that will pique your interest. That's a promise from me to you.
It's a promise from Jim Thatch.
Okay, let's just talk about a couple more programs we have, or are we out of time?
Nope, you got 5 minutes.
Mike, I think our clocks are actually... not even on the same pace, because now our clocks are 6 minutes apart.
Mine's 11:54.
Mine's 11:59. What's going on here, Jennifer?
I don't know. But going on at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Tuesday, April 7th, is Tai Chi with Judy Hasen. And Judy was here at the beginning of March to talk about Qigong. And now she's going to talk about Tai Chi, which is moving meditation, the practice consists of specific exercises and slow repetitive movements. It's a naturally low impact exercise to stimulate the mind and body. Come in comfortable clothing and be ready to participate. And this is 7 p.m., April 7th. It is limited to 30 people, and we're about half full right now, so you definitely want to sign up for that.
Do you have something at home that you're not sure what the value of it is? Some old antique, perhaps? We can help you out on Saturday, April 11th. At the North County Branch Library at 1 p.m., Alan Snyder returns with his Antiques Appraisal Show. If you sign up, reservations are definitely required for this since he has limited time. If you sign up, you can bring in one or two items for Alan to appraise. No weapons, please. For larger items, a good photo will suffice. It's always interesting to see what the true value is compared to what you think it is. It's also fun to see what other people collect. It's been a very popular show at the North County Branch Library, and it's coming back Saturday, April 11th at 1 p.m. Like I said, reservations are required. You can call the North County Branch Library at 730-6135 to make a reservation, or through our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on our events calendar.
On Tuesday, April 14th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we are hosting a program being presented by the Hunterdon County Division of Public Health. They are going to sponsor a poison prevention education program, learn about poisoning and lead awareness, medication and outdoor safety, and the New Jersey Poison Hotline. So if you're interested in participating, please call Public Health Preparedness at 806-5553.
And finally, another unique program at the North County Branch Library. We did this at the Hunterdon County Library once, Jennifer, but I don't think it was the same group. Raconteur Radio presents Gaslight. a staged radio play. Do you know what Gaslit's about? I've heard of it.
It sounds familiar, but no, not off the top of my...
So a vintage radio program, there'll be people standing around microphones making all the sound effects, etc. This will be happening live at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, April 16th at 7 p.m. Free and open to the public, of course. This, I dare to say, will be very popular, so we request that you make reservations. Once again, 730-6135 for the North County Branch or through our webpage, aclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar. That's Rock and Tour Radio, a stage radio play, Gaslight.
And all these programs can be found on our website, hclibrary.us, or you can click on our Facebook page. There's a little icon down at the bottom of the page. So thank you for listening, and thanks, Jeremiah, for calling in. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. German officials say they have no idea what happened after the captain left the flight deck of the German Wings plane that was reportedly crashed deliberately into the French Alps.
When the commander left the cockpit, normally, he wouldn't do that before the plane has reached its cruising altitude.
At a press conference in Berlin, German Transport Minister Alexander Dobrindt said there was audible breathing on the flight voice recorder, but no conversation. French prosecutor said today co-pilot Andreas Lubitz locked the captain out of the cockpit and steered the plane into the mountain. All 150 people on board, including three Americans, were killed in the crash. Through a translator, German Transport Minister Alexander Dobrindt said some questions still has to be answered.
We don't actually know what happened. There's no conversation recorded after the pilot left the cockpit. We might be able to have some more details once the French investigators have collected more data.
This is USA Radio News.
Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. So why not rank before you pay? That's right. You get ranked or you don't pay. Did you know over 80% of online shoppers never leave page one? And companies reaching page one status can and do make more money. So where does your business rank? Are you turning clicks into cash, or are you handing it to the competition? Increase your exposure, increase traffic, and maximize your online footprint with rankbeforeyoupay.com. Enter your domain name and let Rank Before You Pay start moving you to the top. Rank Before You Pay, the performance-based SEO company, is fully results-driven, eliminating your risk. It's a fact. Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. Visit rankbeforeyoupay.com, enter your URL, and start turning clicks into clients today. Visit rankbeforeyoupay.com, rankbeforeyoupay.com. That's rankbeforeyoupay.com. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid in select cities.
We've learned that the co-pilot who crashed the doomed German Wings flight was trained in Goodyear, Arizona. French investigators today confirmed the worst, that he intentionally crashed the Airbus A320 in the southern French Alps, killing all 150 on board. Lufthansa CEO says he was speechless to learn the tragedy was intentional. The executive said today at a briefing in Germany that he could only speculate as to the motive of co-pilot Andreas Lubitz. Lubitz reportedly locked the plane's captain out of the cockpit before starting the airliner's fatal descent into the mountains. He trained in the Phoenix suburb in 2008 at Lufthansa's Airline Training Center. The University of Virginia student whose violent arrest sparked days of protests will plead not guilty today to misdemeanor criminal charges. Martise Johnson is a 20-year-old African-American who was forced to the ground by alcohol beverage control agents, which resulted in a head wound that required 10 stitches. Video of the arrest shows Johnson pinned down by the officer and bleeding from the head. That led to accusations of excessive force and racism. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview?